me being a little late, so I appreciate that. When I spoke to you last night, I thought there was, you know, I wanted to go back and look at some of the film to see the things that we could clean up. One of the things I was disappointed about today, I thought we had a few missed ops, certainly in our run game, especially early on, where maybe a breakdown of one or two players that could have contributed to getting a long one extended. And that's not, you know, that has to be the same all the time. If that can go, then you got to get that one done. And then to not score down in the red zone early was disappointing. Defensively, I thought the intent was good from the speed, the physicality. I was certainly disappointed, you know, with the deep balls. That's one of the foundations of cornerback play is us being on top. So that was disappointing. But to force the fumbles and see the physicality of that, I liked that quite a bit. They had a couple difficult, you know, short fields when we lost on the fourth down and on the turnover. They stood up and fought going through that. On teams, I was more encouraged by our cover units, that be on punt and on kickoff. After last week's game, we tried to emphasize that as hard as we could to make sure we could improve upon that. We didn't get a lot out of our return game last night, but I was encouraged from our cover group. So I know you got lots of questions, and glad to go through all you have, so just let it rip.
AtlantaFalcons.com, Kelsey and Matt.
Hey, Coach.
Hi, good morning, Coach. Go ahead, Kelsey.
With how many new additions you have along your defensive line this year, one of the players that has seemed maybe get lost in the shuffle a little bit from our standpoint is Derek Shelby, and with him having a sack last night, where is he fit with your group in particular, and what kind of preseason slash training camp has he had?
I thought he's improved, you know, from the start of camp. When he got hurt pretty early on last year, you know, he put the work in from the rehab standpoint. We didn't play him in the spring. And then so for him getting into, I'd say, the first 2 weeks of training camp, he kept making improvements and improvements. And then I think I've seen him probably over the last 10 days or so really come back to his own self and his own style of playing. We featured him more at defensive end this year. Last year I played him quite a bit at defensive tackle inside. But he has played well at defensive end. There'll be still some third down defensive tackle snaps, but the main thing for him, he's a huge part of our rotation and how we can use him. I was encouraged to see the physicality that he played with last night. That's the style that we see from him, where he can line up, especially on the left side, and really use his speed and momentum to get underneath guys. And I thought that was a good example of that last night.
Thanks, Coach.
Hey, Coach.
Matt.
I should say
good afternoon. It feels like morning.
Yes.
Just looking at your depth, we talked so much about right guard and the line. How do you feel about your depth, but specifically at tackle? And then just to piggyback on that, can you update us on Brian Hill and Graf and their ankles?
Sure. Both Brian and Kevin had ankle injuries last night, which will keep them out for this week's game. Past that, we'll see how much progress they can make, you know, into the end of this week, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you know, to see where they're at in a week's time. But both will be held out this week with ankle injuries, and, you know, and then we'll get a better look. As far as the depth at guard, you know, our guard and center, those are kind of the three inside spots that if you're a guard, you most often also play center as well. And Wes and Ben have really done a nice job of both playing guard and center, left guard, right guard, center. That kind of versatility is what we're looking for. You haven't seen Pastor yet. He'll get some more reps this week. He's somebody that we're considering, you know, certainly at tackle. You haven't had a chance to, you know, to see what he looks like yet. And we're not there yet from a depth standpoint. After the first few weeks of our preseason game. So I hope that kind of gives you some update on where we stand there.
Hey, thanks, Coach.
You got it.
D-Led?
Yeah, Coach, can you assess your situation at weak side linebacker and how the rookie Duke Riley fits into that three games into the exhibition season?
Yeah, it was this week we really felt that Duke made a big jump. It started way back from practice, led in terms of the speed, the physicality. We even felt him playing more downhill. So we've been very encouraged by where he's at this point. And we see him taking on a big role for us at this Will linebacker spot. Some of the jobs that we try to feature that position at, he's some as a blitzer. He's got to be able to cover tight ends and backs, especially on our third down stuff. And Devondre plays a good portion of that, too. In our base package, the Will linebacker's mostly behind the ball. And we're encouraged by what we've seen that. He's got a good understanding of route concepts, and you know the importance of that, you know, when you're playing behind the ball, knowing, you know, what concepts are coming from where. So he's off to a hell of a start, Led, in terms of the style and attitude that we want to play with at linebacker.
Thanks, Coach.
You got it.
Vaughn? Hey, Coach. I know you talked a little bit about those missed run opportunities early.
Yep.
When you got him back and assessed the offense and just not getting in rhythm, what else did you see when you broke that down? You know, I know Matt hasn't had a lot of time in training camp and in this preseason with Julio and Taylor. Did that contribute at all, you know, just getting the rhythm back with those guys?
Yeah, we actually had a pretty good week of it this week. So, not, you know, maybe taking some of the shots at practice. Were there, but that was, you know, by design to get some of these guys running down the field full speed to get going. The tip ball was a bummer to start it off, you know, Vaughn, as on the first play. And then I thought maybe on the fourth down play, if that one had come to life for us like we want, get the ball to a different receiver and we could extend the drive and keep going, I think that would have made, you know, a significant difference for us. But I am encouraged by what I've seen through practice, you know, now that Hu and Gabe are back in it and Mo is back in it. So it just didn't feel, you know, as tight as we would like it, you know, especially at the start of the, you know, the first couple drives. But past that, I have a pretty good sense of who the guys are and how they work together. So for us, we know we got some things that we're really going to emphasize this week. We asked all three phases, you know, of the ball, you know, special teams, offense, and defense, what are some, you know, two or three things we're doing really well, and what are two or three things this week that we've got to emphasize? And, you know, those things will come through in practice this week. But pass-wise, it didn't just go right off the bat. I was hoping that would be the case where, just like last week, the first two drives, we were able to go down the field and get the points where the first drive, this one, you know, we dug ourselves into a hole on the tip ball and then came back and did better. But it took a little longer to get going in this game than we're accustomed to. So sometimes it goes like that, but it's, you know, for us, we're right back to it. We're going back to it tomorrow, and we'll have two really good sessions before we head into Thursday's game against Jacksonville.
And how have you felt Schweitzer and Garmin have protected?
You know what? That part of the game has come through well. I think the physicality that those two guys bring, and Wes is probably a little bigger than Ben. Ben's probably a little quicker, so they're not exactly just, you know, carbon copies of one another. Both of them have their own strengths in their game. But as far as two guys going for it, Vaughn, I couldn't have been more pleased to see the way they've attacked this competition. We're going to take it through this week as well and take all the time we need to make this decision. That was really kind of the goal of Ben, and I sensed it would take a while, and it has. So we'll have another week of those two going back and forth, and then we'll kind of come to some conclusions as we head into the following week.
Thank you, sir.
You got it.
Charles Oden?
I assume this fourth week would be a week where you would, if healthy, Brian Hill would get a long look. How does this injury hurt your ability to get a good evaluation of him? And also, I wanted to ask if you have an update on Laurie Reynolds.
Yes. Yep, I can give you on all of that. Yeah, Brian for sure would have gotten, you know, extended carries again. We tried to feature him in each of the games, Charles, to see what he can do. And really, in this system, to get more reps. And it's Teron's third year in the system. That's, you know, over, you know, 30 or 30-some games for him watching and practicing and getting the looks at it where Brian's still, you know, gaining experience in it. So for him to miss a week this week, all of it counts, especially when you're first learning. You can appreciate that. He's improving, Brian is, on special teams, and we're going to keep working like crazy on offense. one of the areas of emphasis heading into the summer for him was catching out of the backfield. It wasn't a big part of what he did at Wyoming, and he's certainly improved in that area. Leroy Reynolds will also be out this week. He had a chest injury. He's going to get another opinion on that injury this week. Trying to think who else from an injury standpoint. Devontae Freeman, you'll see back doing some return to play tomorrow and some individuals, so that part is good from an injury standpoint. I'm just trying to give you some of the updates I have. We talked about Hill. We talked about Graff. That's Reynolds, Freeman back into the mix. I don't think there's any other injury stuff to report on at this time.
Follow up on that.
I think I lost you there, whoever that was. Hello? Is everybody there still?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead. I think we may have lost Charles there. Hopefully he'll dive back in. We'll go back to the top and see if it'll be. But Devontae's back at practice tomorrow. Did I hear that right?
You did, yes.
Okay. Thanks.
All right, Atlanta Falcons, you want to take another lap at it?
Sure. With only one game left, what are some of the areas that you're still looking to see more from that you haven't quite gotten the evaluation that you've maybe wanted to through games?
By position? Or?
By position.
Yeah. For sure, the line, the running backs offensively, those have been good ones. We've gotten a good look at Matt Sims, at quarterback over the first three games. We'll take another look here, past that with Torgensen as well in this last game. At linebacker, it was good to have Grace back into action, and he and Kyes and the speed that they've been playing with. So both of them are really fast and active. Niesman was someone we were trying to take a long look at safety to see what he brings to it. Branch was another one at safety that we're actually then out of the corner spot. Olatoy and Bleedy. Ray Wilson, we hope, will be back this week. So he's another one that we're anxious to take some more, see at. Defensive line-wise, there's still guys for us to go and consider. Villano, we thought, played really well in the first game. We'd like to take some more looks at JT Jones to see what he can add to the group. And then receiver, we think we've got, some good battles going on there with some of the speed that we have outside. So we're having fun going through it. We're disappointed how the game finished up last night, but we are getting very good evaluations on the players.
Thanks, Coach.
Coach, I'm good. Can you just clarify one more time on Devontae Freeman's status? I was unsure what you said. Is he going to return this week, and do you expect him to play?
He's returning to practice tomorrow.
Okay.
So he's still going through the protocol, but part of that is returning to practice. So he'll do some individual work, did workouts today, did well, and so he'll start the return to play process with us beginning tomorrow.
Okay, thanks.
You got it.
That's all I got.
Mr. Ledbetter? I'm good, Brian. Thank you, Coach.
All right, you're welcome.
Mr. McClure?
Yeah, Coach, you talked about Duke and you talked about Tech last night.
Yep.
Can you talk about, both of the players, what they've shown? One of the veteran players said last night, these guys go after it. They go after it really hard, and they're really impressing their veteran teammates. Just talk about that and those guys coming in with the intent, like you say, to really show themselves, being those top two defensive draft picks.
Yep, it's a good topic for you, Vaughn, with these two. And really, it's been the last probably, week or so with Tack that I've really felt another jump in his game. I thought coming into training camp, he'd done such a good job on the rehab, such a good job on the preparation end of it, and he was really trying to be detailed in the work. And then over the last maybe 10 days or so, now that physicality was really starting to come through because of the speed and the the toughness that he plays with, where I'd kind of sensed early on, right off the bat, that Riley had these leadership, and I'm trading over to Riley now. When he came in, even for the rookie camp, he was just the one that was just kind of leading the group right from the very beginning. He's got these leadership qualities about him because of how hard he goes. The football intelligence for him and the instincts are very good, Vaughn, and that showed up in our practices. You know, when we go against each other, where it was hard to fool him on normal play-action plays that sometimes can give a linebacker trouble. And so we were really anxious to get him into the games to see how he'd respond in these situations, as well as playing on special teams. And we gave him some work first, more the second, quite a bit in the third. And we just keep trying to test him, and he just responds in the very best way. So he really fits into the style when you talk about some of the way that our players on defense want to play. And as a rookie player, you're really trying to show, you're trying to earn your keep. That makes sense? And these two guys are trying to show their teammates, you know, to find that role for them to know they can be counted on and deliver. And you have to do that in games, and you have to do that at practice to earn that trust from your teammates, because you don't really know, you know, you don't really get that trust until you've made that sacrifice, how hard you'll play, where you'll go. You know, you're a good teammate, but then once you show those things, like you can count on me to get the job done, that's how you earn the respect of your teammates. And 42 and 98 are two that are well on their way to doing that because of the way they're going for it.
And the other guy that missed that we talked a lot about is Casey. First
yes.
off, how is he doing coming off the ankle? Do you expect him to play this week? And I know some of your outside guys kind of struggled last night in coverage. Are you thinking about maybe, you know, giving Casey a look there, or is it just going to strictly be free safety for him going into the season?
Yep, fair question. And at this point, we're really going to be intent on leaving him at free safety right now, Vaughn. And the part of that experience is getting him the turns and reps that he needs to play at free safety. It's an important part of our defense, and we don't want to shortchange that process. Sometimes as a first-year player, find out what he can do, and then we're already changing his position from his, you know, college days. We want to make sure he's staying very consistent with that. If we did move him inside, we've played him a little bit in training camp. You've probably seen it some at nickel where he can be down but not outside. And then I think the outside things for us, we feel like those were correctable errors. It's a real part of our defense is staying on top, and that's why our corner play, we play at the line, but, man, you better stay on top. So for us, we felt like those errors were correctable, as we saw them on the outside. So those were our thoughts. We're encouraged by KZ. I don't know if he'll make it back for the game. He's listed, you know, we're going to take him into practice tomorrow, but I don't think he's going to get much in. I mean, we're going to list him out as practice. He's still part of the rehab process. So if you can't get some reps, you know, quality reps in by the time we get ready for the game, then we'll hold him.
Thank you, sir.
You got it.
Charles, I think we may have lost you while you're trying to follow up. I don't know if you're back
yet. I came back, but it was asked and answered. Thank you. I'm good.
All right. You got it.
Awesome. Thank you, everyone. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow.